Listen. This is T.R. Desjardins' legacy. It's called The Rediscovering of Fire. It's a conference to celebrate 50 years of Teilhard's scholarship and capacity to convert energy from the idea of self-awareness to self-awareness. It's being held at Chestnut Hill College in Philadelphia from November 17th to the 19th of the year 2005. Someday, after we have mastered the winds and the waves and the tides and gravity, we shall harness the energy of love. Then, for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. For the second time in the history of man, man will have discovered fire. As you and I are about to discover fire in a newfound relationship of our ideas about ourselves that are finding correspondent within the nature of the procedure in which we are going to take an interval of time. Look with me. We're going to take an interval of time in the idea, and the term is rediscovering fire. Look with me. I think it's a great idea. Is it all right if I join you here for a second? Huh? Come in. Is this all right? Well, talk to me. Is that all right?
Yes.
Here. Here's the practice that I would like to employ, with the possibility that the reference by which you will come to know me, we hold this for, can come about, is a very simple direction of how I would like to identify you in an idea of the possibility that within our relationship of correspondence of ourselves within space-time, okay, this is where we are now in Philadelphia. Okay, this is where we are now, anywhere in the universe. The importance of the idea of self-recognition in the particulars of how you're looking at yourself in your identity are simply the practice, I'm going to take for a minute, of here I come, here comes this association of the practice of the illumination of my own definition of myself. Teilhard loves the science of teaching self-recognition. Here I am. Now, just for a moment, okay, I sat here with you. Look with me. Now, just for a moment, you're going to say to me, well, this is Thursday, November, so-and-so. Tomorrow will be Friday, so-and-so. And the next day will be Saturday. Okay, here's what I'm going to do with you, with your permission. I'm going to set up a sequence in what we call the miracle conversion of individual recognition of self-responsibility that's contained in each moment within the factoring of past and future response. Show you that there's a nature by which you can recognize in this little, where are we, in Philadelphia, the city of freedom? But never mind that, okay? The only time I can possibly have done this, okay, will be when you were, at this time, ready to hear it. Do you see this with me? It's not possible. Okay, I remember when I came into this sequence, I was teaching, what does that say?
The fate of the universe.
Yes, yes. Teilhard, one of his favorite expressions was the fate of the universe is the recognition of escaping from space-time. What I'm going to demonstrate to you beginning on the beginning of this week, if you'll let me do it, is the idea that you're setting up a factor within what we call the miraculous procedure of each day, a full provision for both yesterday and tomorrow that the idea that is possible within your own mind, and I'm going to read a little bit to you about it. And the reason I'm going to read a little bit to you about it is that I see you now are in a whole new frequency of a light formulation of yourself and are conscious of the immediacy of the exchange of my mind. All right, this is the rediscovery of fire I'd love to teach, because it includes all the possibility of the energy of a factor of the immediacy of the entirety of light in regard to this procedure. If you let me, I'm going to read a little bit about that self-discovery by a contemplation of coming back in on myself just for a moment in order that I can do it. Let me say at the outset of this, it's a great joy and privilege for me to be representing to you in the reappearance of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is physically going to, as Teilhard so amply discovers about you, showing you the rediscovery of yourself in the refiring of the ideas possible for you to instantly convert your body association. Your body association. Listen now. Listen to what's happening in this arrangement of yourself. Listen. Now do we come to him with but his words upon our minds and hearts, and we wait for him to take the step to us that he has told us through his voice that he would not fail to take when we invited him. He has not left his son in all his craziness and madness about this place, nor betrayed his trust in him. Listen with me now. Has not his faithfulness earned him the invitation that he seeks to make us happy? We will offer it and it will be accepted now. So our times with him now will be spent in that manner. And we're going to invite him to participate at this time, along with the excitement of that recognition. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled. Now are all our ancient promises upheld and fully kept, and no step remains for time to separate from its accomplishment. For now, you cannot fail. Sit with me now. Sit with me now in the recognition of this 3-day sequence and see how valuable it can be with you within this time. He has willed to come to you when you have recognized that it is your will that he do so. And you could never have come this far, dear ones, without recognizing, however dimly, that this is the condition that you're in. Listen, I'm so close to you, you can't fail. Father, we give these holy times to you in gratitude to him who taught us how to leave this world of sorrow in exchange for its replacement given us by you. We're not going to look backward now. Let's be here for a moment. We look forward and we fix our eyes upon the journey's end, and we accept these little gifts of thanks from us as through Christ's vision we behold a world beyond the one that we make, and we take that world to be the full replacement of our own. I'm here with you now. Can we stay with me just for a moment in this sequence of time? There's an offering contained within the idea of a reassociation of the transformation of our mind. It's a daily lesson that we get in the necessity for the admission of this possibility within our mind. Okay? What we're going to do is set up and read very simply to you the idea of the possibility, let's say, that you could arrive at today. Let's say that today is going to be Thursday. This will be Thursday in your reappearance to spend Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the idea of meeting someone who previously perhaps you knew in an ancient relationship but didn't remember. You see that? The celebration and the idea of the rediscovering of fire are very simply an increase in frequencies in the light of how you're viewing yourself. I'm an apostle. I'm a disciple. I'm a follower of the resurrection of my Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be with you in this little sequence of time with Teilhard in order to celebrate my certainty that the entirety of my teaching is only self-responsibility. Look at me. Everything I'm telling you about yourself is going to be contained in my mind as I look at myself, beginning just this last Sunday and proceeding up through this coming Saturday. Here's a little 3-day interval for you. You listen to me? Listen to me. I follow in the way appointed me. I have a special place to fill, a role for me alone. And salvation waits until I take this part, is what I choose to do. Until I make this choice, I'm the slave of time and human destiny. But when I willingly and gladly go the way my Father's plan appointed for me to go, then will I recognize salvation is already here, already given all my brothers and already mine as well. Father, your way is what I choose today. Where it would lead me, do I choose to go? And what it would have me do, I'm going to choose to do, because your way is certain and the end is secure. The memory of you awaits me there, and all my sorrows end in your embrace, which you have promised to your son, who thought mistakenly that he had wandered from the sure protection of the love that I'm feeling for you. In the love that I'm feeling for you on this Sunday, okay? Let's keep right on going into Monday. Why? I'm going to show you a direction where the past and the future of you on this Monday, okay? Here, we all had to start out here on Monday, didn't we? And it's a particular lesson, and we'll show you the number of the lesson so you can see that little sequence of what's going on. But it's going to be an indication that the beginning and the end of this is actually going on right now. And in that memory, I'm going to recognize you. Here comes Monday. Here comes Monday. Okay. Now, you can celebrate the idea of this sequence in time as well as you can celebrate any sequence in time, because the immediacy of what's going to occur in this factor is going on right here and right now. Listen with me about this Monday. Listen. In me, salvation's means and end are one. In me, God's Holy Son has reconciled all parts of heaven's plan to save the world. What could conflict when all the parts have but one purpose and one aim? How could there be a single part that stands alone, or one of more or less importance than the rest? I am the means by which God's Son is saved, because salvation's purpose is to find the sinlessness that God has placed in me. I was created as the thing I seek. I was created as what I'm looking for. I am the goal that the world is searching for. I am God's Son and his eternal love. I am salvation's means and its end going on right here and now. Let me today, my Father, take the role that you offer me in your request, that I accept atonement for myself. For thus does what is thereby reconciled in me become as surely recognizing in all of my associations with myself. I love to teach. Can you see how much I like the factoring of teaching the idea of responsibility for the immediacy of the conversion of the parts of your body formulation that you have previously constructed in order to get reflections of light that justify the particle idea of what you think your body is? I love to teach it. I love to teach the idea, what does this say, unseen dimensions?
Yes.
Okay. I love to teach the idea that the adjacency of you is a constant conversion of the particleization by which you have identified yourself in this body form. Look with me. The molecular association of correspondence, of individual replication of yourself. This is about as pure as Teilhard can say it. He loves the idea, he uses the term new sphere. He loves the idea that in the factoring of ourself, nous meaning true, there's always another way in which we can view ourselves in the correspondence of the reflection of light, of what we think we are. What's occurring in this little sequence, if you'd like to see it with me here in Philadelphia now, going on in this sequence, as you walk around with each other, okay, in the conflict that you're feeling, in the idea of not recognizing, as we would say, self-responsibility for yourself, very simply because the light out there in which you are giving yourself your own reflection is actually you. I love it. So, are we to Tuesday now in what we're going to say, or Wednesday? Tuesday. Okay, we're coming up to this idea of where you are. Okay, will you listen to me? Listen to this. I came especially for the salvation of this world. Here is a thought from which all arrogance has been removed and only truth remains. For arrogance opposes truth. But when there is no arrogance, the truth will come immediately and it'll fill up all the space of your self-identity that is left unoccupied by the idea of who you're not. Because only the idea of the consciousness of you seeks and aims to curtail you in the power of the decision of light that you can make. Listen, that self-identity, ego is what it's called, thinks that what one gains totality must lose, opposite of what it is. And yet it is the will of God, I learn, that what one gains is given unto all. Listen. Father, your will is total for me, and the goal which stems from it shares its totality. What aim but the salvation of the world could you have given me? And what but this could be the will myself has shared with you? Wow, will you look at that? Did you see the idea of the correspondence of what we're offering you? In a simple decision, I'm going to begin to use the word of the idea of light reflection, because the idea of the power of the rediscovery of fire is nothing but an increase in frequency of the power of the light idea. Now let's use the word together. Say to me softly, power.
Power.
Of course. The weakness by which you're reflecting back to yourself, the idea of what you are within this containment, have kept you from seeing. Now this is going to be yesterday. This is going to be Wednesday, isn't it? Since you're arriving here on Thursday. Will you listen to what we had to say about the power of you yesterday when you arrived here? When you arrived here? What? Now, when you come into today, you can bring yesterday's memories with you without having to be concerned about what occurred yesterday. Those of you who took your airplanes and drove and were consciousness of all that, all right, you brought this world with you when you came. There's any world out there. The world that surrounds you now will be an indication of yesterday. Listen with me. Listen. My Father gives all power unto me. The Son of God is limitless. There are no limits of his strength and his peace and his joy, nor any attribute his Father gives to his creation, because what he wills with his Creator and Redeemer must be done, and his holy will can never be denied, because his Father shines upon his mind and lays before it all the strength and love in earth and in heaven. I am he to whom all this is given. I am he in whom the power of my Father's will abides with me. Listen, your will can do all things in me and then extend to all the world as well through me. And there is no limit on your will. And so all the power of myself is going to be given to me in the idea that we're going, here I am, in the idea that we're going to arrive at today. All right? What I'm going to emphasize today is the totality of the idea that you can free yourself in the idea. And great, guys, on this day, now this is the morning. Did we get up this morning?
Yes.
Well, sure, come on. We got up this morning, and it's turning out to be Thursday, whatever. See, my concern is only about the value of the sequencing of your mind in what you want to hear about coming here on Thursday. And I have it here. And we're going to share it together. Do you have your copy of it? Let's read together about how we're going to start out this morning, because we're here. Listen to me. Father, my freedom is in you alone. I did not understand what made me free, nor what my freedom is, nor where to look for it. Father, I have searched in vain until I heard your voice directing me. Now I would guide myself no more, for I have neither made nor understood the way to find my freedom. But I trust in you. You who endowed me with my freedom as your holy son will not be lost to me. And your voice directs me, and the way to you is open and clear to me at last. Father, my freedom is in you alone. Father, it is my will that I return. Today, we answer for the world, which will be freed along with us. How glad are we to find our freedom through the certain way our Father has established. And how sure is all the world's salvation when we learn that our freedom can be found in God alone. Here I am in the notation of the idea that we are here. We have a little sequence of time in which you are going to study a relationship, because we hopefully are going to arrive somewhere, hopefully today, at the idea, and the title to this is a request that you made to me at intermission. In other words, you said to me, Master Teacher, Teacher of Jesus, correspondence of recognition of yourself, can you give me in a simple way, okay, in my relationship with space-time, what creation actually is? And the answer is, are we at Friday? Okay, Thursday, the answer is that I'm going to do it. And I'll do it in a particular way because I want you to hear it within the sequence of time that we have established within the little interval that's going to occur as we live each other now, where you may journey out, if you choose, into the universe, and you're invited to come back on this Thursday so that we can take yesterday and celebrate tomorrow right here and now, because it's a celebration of what's going on here and now where the conversion of the light establishment is going to occur. Okay, here we go now. Yeah, there you are. Now, as you greet each other walking around and enjoy this little period why not celebrate the idea that this is a good time to make that decision? This is a good time to admit that power within your own mind. There's some trust in power, man. The condition that you're in now, in tomorrow's lesson, would be a sure indication that you have depended on yourself to retain establishment that has nothing at all to do with who you really are, because God is going with us wherever we go. And we're going to say together, God, you bless us, each and every one. And I've decided to use this time to listen to you, to listen especially to you, to listen to you. Just you. Just you.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are, while I give to you and you give to me true love, so on and on it'll always be a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever. For you and I have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever true. Love forever
actually now over in a correspondence with yourself. Thank you. Go ahead. John, thank you for these bright pictures that we're taking in this association. Mitch, see, finally what occurs is all of us become involved in the nature by which we increase frequencies of recognition, of reflections of light. Okay, as I spent lunch, okay, incidentally, with somebody who you knew very well. What does that say?
The quintessential universe.
The quintessential universe? It says here rather dramatically that there's an ongoing expansion of the factoring of light. If you decide to release your defenses of the correspondence of yourself, that can constantly give you a new direction, look at me, of what you want to see right here now in Philadelphia. This is where we are. I mean, is this the freedom?
Brotherly love.
Brotherly love. Did you say that to me? Is this really the city of brotherly love?
Yes.
I guess I'm going to have to love you. Is that all right with you, Tori? Tori, did I say that? That must be the idea of the Revolutionary War. You see that? Listen to me. I understand perfectly well that the conflict that I share with you as so-called brotherly love is a retention of my individual responsibility to decide the outcome that I want within my own mind, regardless of the procedure of what appears to be out there, because I'm very determined to represent myself as separate from you. Here's the problem. I'm not separate from you. As we gain momentum in the idea that the fabric of a quantum idea is going on in the constancy of conversion, we see, as we walk within this frame of time, this is this three-day interlude, we suddenly begin to recognize each other and share moments of recognition of myself that will give me recognition of you. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what we're going to do for the next 12 minutes. There's a request made where we were sharing lunch together, and the word creation came up. You see, the argument ensued almost immediately, and this is Teilhard, I love to teach it, about how creation could be possible if everything had already been created. Shall I respond to that? What is creation? Is it the activity that it's going on now? Is it the idea that it happened over then? Is it a prophecy that it's going to happen 1,000 years from now? I'm a teacher of a mind conversion of self-recognition. The only request I could possibly be making of you, and this is the conflict, incidentally, that many of you are still expressing, in the simple idea of the requirement that I come to know who I am. By coming to know who I am, I can identify myself as not only a part of creation, but what creation as I go out into the universe is in my recognition of you. In my recognition of you. In my recognition of you. Well, you're converting light with me in the agency, this is pure love now, without a need to conceptualize what you think I am in my body form. This is why I'm able to join with you and establish a parameter of light in this little three-day exercise in which from this moment on, this world is going to be different because it's an admission of the entirety of creation in the recognition that the universe itself is mind, that God himself is the mind of creation and has no regard to the differentiation of a correspondence of dark energy that would prevent me from immediately accepting the power of light. Yes, we know, man. We know, Master Teacher, you're a disciple of Jesus along with all of us. We've talked a little bit about what is creation, shall I? Huh? Listen, this is about creation. Creation is the sum of all God's thoughts. in number, infinite, and everywhere, without all limit. Only love creates, and only like itself. There is no time when all that it created was not there, nor will there be a time when anything that it created suffers any loss. Forever and forever are God's thoughts exactly as they were and as they are unchanged through time and after time is done. Listen, God's thoughts are given all the power that their Creator has, for He would add to love by its extension. Thus His Son shares in creation and must therefore share in power to create. What God has willed to be forever one will still be one when time is over and will not be changed throughout the course of time, remaining as it was before the thought of time began. You listening with me about this? Before the thought of time began. Look with me. I'm converting the conflict that you thought was necessary in your body-form association, in the idea of the retention of what we call dark energy, in the belief that that could actually be what creation is, because the power itself is unopposed. That is, that new idea you have about creation has entered into your mind, is increasing very rapidly in that determination. Listen. Listen with me. Creation is the opposite of all illusion, for creation is the truth. Creation is the Holy Son of God, for in creation is His will complete in every aspect, making every part container of the whole. Its oneness is forever guaranteed, inviolate, forever held within His holy will, beyond all possibility of harm or separation, or imperfection of any spot upon its sinlessness. We are creation. We are the sons of God. We seem to be discreet and unaware of our eternal unity with Him. Yet back of all our doubts, past all our fears, there still is certainty. For love remains with all its thoughts, its sureness being theirs, and God's memory is in our holy mind, which knows their oneness and their unity with their Creator. Let our function be only to let the memory return, only to let God's will be done on earth, only to restore to sanity and to be but as God created us. Our Father calls to us, we hear His voice, and we forgive creation in the name of its Creator, holiness itself, whose holiness His own creation shares, whose holiness is still a part of us. I'm back with you now, and I'm going to spend about 12 minutes teaching the idea of the possibility on this Friday that you can be here and now with me. I'm going to teach the idea that somewhere within you, you believe it's necessary for you to hold on to yourself, to protect yourself, to define within yourself what you think you are in that correspondent. Here's my assurance to you. You are going to be whole and perfect as God created you, my dear brother. And about that, you have absolutely nothing to say. You can spend another 16,000 years. Let's use Jesus. You can spend that little 2,000-year cycle in your idea of the idea of a time association. Let's use 16,000 million years out in the universe, which you know perfectly well, that have already been reduced to the idea that you find a correspondence of coming here, of being here, and being terminated or dead. Okay? All I'm really offering you in the memory of God is a distinct memory in this 3-day interlude of before you came into Philadelphia, Are you with me? And after you left. Now, by setting up that sequence, it's never in regard to what I think you are in the length of time that it takes, very simply because time is only going to last long enough for you to come out of nowhere, be here, and leave for everywhere. Because your idea of being here are what the lesson for Friday is going to say. Will you listen with me? This is about this Friday, especially for you. Good to see you again in that memory. Good to see you again in that memory. Good to join with you in this association of time. Listen with me. I can give up, but what was never real. I sacrifice illusion, nothing more. And as illusions go, I find the gift's illusion tried to hide from me, awaiting me in shining welcome and in readiness to give God's ancient messages to me. Why? His memory abides in every gift that I receive of him, and every dream serves only to conceal the self, which is God's only son, the likeness of himself, the Holy One, who still abides in him forever, as he still abides in me. Father, to you, all sacrifice remains forever inconceivable. Sacrifice is inconceivable. And so I cannot sacrifice except in dream. As you created me, I can give up nothing that you gave me. What you did not give has no reality. And what loss can I anticipate except the loss of fear and the return of love into my mind? Back with you just for a minute. I'm enjoying the prospect that you who have entered into this little cycle with me have decided within your own consciousness that you're going to be willing to give this up in order to find the solution. Come on now. The key word that's involved in that is the idea that you have to give something up. Why would you have to give something up except that you are protecting the idea within your own mind that there's something here that would give you value? My entire teaching in the illumination of your new mind is simply a process of extending from you the certainty of who you are. Now, the idea that you're going to have to give up everything in order to go out into the universe are the entire practice of what the idea of sacrifice is. Here we go. The protective devices that you surround yourself with in definitions, well, I'm willing to give you that, and you can exchange that with me, are nothing at all but your determination within the dark form of the memory that you have about yourself, not to recognize that the reflection of light that I am receiving from what appeared to be that human consciousness separate from me is the idea that we can share sacrifice together. I'll give it to you, you give it to me, and we'll live within this little frame of the idea of the light form in what we're going to do on Saturday, which is today. Now, did we just talk about sacrifice a moment ago? Are we going to do Saturday's lesson together here in the correspondence of ourselves? In the idea of the totality of the mysterious revenants of revelation of myself that's going on in my mind as a pure tear. Fertila, isn't it? Okay. He calls himself self-recognition in the memory of Jesus, doesn't he? Okay. What kind was he? He was a Jesuit. Thank you. I love it. Jesuit is nothing but one who shares within his own mind the certainty that solution through the recognition of one perfect mind is contained within his hand. The problem is not that. The problem, the moment he goes out and attempts to give it away, he is confronted with the idea that he does not intend to protect himself in any regard. So he ends up in a monastery. He turns back in on himself. He studies his relationship with himself. It's time for that to end. It's time within this cycle for you to recognize that Jesus, in a bright new reflection of ourself, will offer you this lesson for Saturday. For Saturday. For Saturday. Listen. Listen. I'm glad to make the sacrifice of myself, which is what fear is. Here is the only sacrifice you ask of your beloved Son. You ask him to give up all the suffering and all the sense of loss and of sadness and anxiety and doubt, and freely let your love come streaming into his awareness, healing him of pain and giving him your own eternal joy. Listen, such is the sacrifice you ask of me, and one that I gladly make. The only cost of restoration of your memory to me for the salvation of the world. Listen, and as we pay the debt that we owe to truth, a debt that merely is the letting go of self-deception and of images we worship falsely, truth returns to us in wholeness and in joy, and we are deceived no longer. For love has now returned to our awareness, and we are at peace again, for fear has gone, and only love remains. We're going to take this 6 minutes now in the idea of the completion of this 3-day association of time. Those of you who will be here in this sequence of the idea that you intend to go on in the world, we may take a look at tomorrow. Here's what I want you to see with me now. The power of the observation of yourself in decisions that you are making, in identities of what you think you are, will always only be ideas that you hold about yourself in the idea that the self-identity in which you find yourself has anything whatsoever to do with reality. Time itself lasted just for that moment in your mind with no effect whatsoever on eternity. Each moment that you spent in the length of time of yesterday and tomorrow are simply ideas that you're living within this body sequence. Would you like to use my appearance here? Why not? If I came together with you here, all I could possibly be offering you is another idea. Say to me, idea.
Idea.
Idea about the possibility that contained within you is the entirety of the solution. Can you see that? Now, thank you for that. It's very beautiful. That's very beautiful. There's another one. Suddenly in this sequence of Philadelphia, this freedom that you're expressing contain all of the memories of us gathering together to declare freedom. The nature of Homo sapiens, the fundamental idea of the recognition of self-identity, okay, what we call freedom to associate with the power of the universe, never will subtract the idea that we can accumulate that together within our own minds. As we look out into the universe, we see that the weak, dim energy that we have been using means absolutely nothing. You see, then suddenly, here on Saturday, you're beginning to show up in a whole new framework of time, of what you think you are. And in that framework, with the immediacy of the idea of the recognition of that sequence, we free ourselves even of the idea that we are determined to express freedom within our relationship, even though it appears that we must defend ourselves from something out there. What's the best way to accomplish that? Should I teach 3 minutes of that? Say to me, forgive. Of course. The message of Jesus Christ can be nothing but to forgive your idea of the conflict that you felt in the expression of the freedom that you found here. Listen with me, galactically. The freedom that you're finding within the idea of energy form have a tendency to retain within you the protective devices by which you do not allow the penetration of light. Okay, why? To you, the penetration of the dark form will be the loss of the physical identity of what you think you are in a body form. The illumination, right now, that virtually all of you have experienced in the idea of a new relationship, of a pain, a loneliness, a death, an inability to solve the problem, have led you to a point within your own mind. Listen with me. You're going to say, Father, will you please help me in the idea that I have not sacrificed what you tell me I must do enough to get the result? Listen to me. That has nothing to do with reality. The idea of sacrificing fear is what today's lesson was. Because the protective devices by which you get reflections of light that have nothing whatsoever to do with you or why you're here. What's going to occur now in this interlude, beginning with Teilhard, who I dearly love, in the practice of the idea that we are setting up whole new frameworks of time, in which as you walk around with me here now, that what we call the dead ones, or the reflection of darkness, will not see you. There I saw you. Could you see that? No, this is quantum. This is the idea that at any moment I can decide, I can use an entirety of the idea of the reflection of my light and what? Disappear. Come on. This world, this idea of this little 40,000 years in which, as Teilhard calls it, the idea of the totality of man, okay, is over and gone. Homo sapien became Homo illumina. And in that evolutionary process, he disappeared from this correspondent. He disappeared. Thank you for coming into this sequence. Thank you for practicing with me the necessity of training your mind that there's always something else you can see. Always. Because the moment you retain it within your own mind, you will become fearful. Okay? And what is fearful cannot be loving. The final episode here in this 2-minute cycle is for me to tell you how much I love you so that you can turn to the guy right next to you in this sequence, look him right in the eye and tell him that you love him. Go ahead, I'm going to wait. I love you. Here, do you love him? I love you. Can you see the bright aspect of suddenly appearing within this arrangement of yourself in the circle of atonement in which you invite everyone to participate with you in the discovery that the power of decision was contained in you, and that conversion of light has allowed you to see that we can journey out together into the universe, and we're successful. And we're successful at its accomplishment, at the instant of its occurrence. We're back here, now, right here, in this time, to share coming here, being here, and leaving. God is going with us wherever we go, and inexpressible that this now becomes a part of the sequence of your time. It can take 1,000 years, or 2, or 3, and shorten it into this little sequel. Here we come. We're coming here. We're going to be here. And we're leaving. We're coming here. We're being here. And we're leaving. And that's the love that I'm feeling.